If you consider yourself a non-techie, or you feel like this technology in today's world is just going really, really fast, this episode is for you, because I'm going to give you some really tried and true methods of what you should be doing with technology if you need some assistance, because we have to use technology in our business for the most part if we really want to grow. So we're talking about this on the episode. I'll see you on the inside. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches Podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the Inside the Podcast. Hey there, this is your girl, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of She Launches Podcast. I am excited, as usual, to be talking to you guys today. We are talking about navigating tech challenges, simple solutions for non-techie entrepreneurs. Now, if you're a techie, if you're a tech head like me, this episode, I think, is still going to be good for you, because you might, I just want to know if you're going to agree or disagree with me, because that's really, really, really important for me. And leave me a message if you don't. And if you are not as tech savvy as you'd like to be, we're going to get into some things today. Remember, as usual, go to SheLaunchesIt.com for some of the things that we have going to be launching. Some things y'all know I'm always talking about something I'm going to be launching. I'm actually really excited about this. So we're going to be talking about some group stuff in just a little bit, in a few weeks from the time of this recording. And I'm really, really excited about that. But for today, we are talking about navigating technology challenges. Like, if you're not techie, what do you do? How do you get where it is you need to go? Because this is going to be so very important for you. Now, here is the thing that is important. We, in today's business, we got to get more comfortable than we are. I think one of the things we have to do is, if you are a person that say, I'm not really techie, first of all, we got to, well, you know, some people, like I was going to say, you know, not speak that into existence, but so we know who we are, right? Like, and you're not techie, you don't like tech that much, for whatever reason. So we're owning that if that's who we are. I mean, I get technology, I understand it, and I have some folks that I go to as well, because there is obviously always another level to go to. But I find that for me, because I've always liked, you know, discovering things, exploring things, technology is just another problem to solve for me, another thing to explore. So that's kind of what helps me to decide that I'm going to take on some technology. And then I have a sister friend of mine that I coach, that she's always saying, you know, I don't understand technology, but I'm gonna tell you what, she can do circles around people because she's not afraid to get her hands dirty and get into something, a new platform, to learn it. She always says it may take her more time, but the real reality is that's what it takes, is time to get into learning and understand that technology and what it is that you have to do. So there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with that. And to be honest with you, that's exactly what it is that you have to do in the first place. So what one of the things that's important, or actually I'm going to say three things that are important, like when you're addressing, when we're talking about tech challenges, there's three places you're going to have some level of understanding with. One is website management. One is email marketing. And one, for the most part, is going to be social media management. I'm going to do another episode on traffic. And actually, I'm feeling so into traffic that I actually may do a series on traffic, right? Like just do traffic from a lot of different angles, because I think that's going to be helpful. Because as we get started with our business or trying to grow our business, if you can't solve the problem of traffic, you don't have a business. I said it, deal with it. I wasn't the only one that said it, but so I'm going to spend some time over the next several episodes talking about traffic from different perspectives, because I want to make sure you guys get that. So, and also because, you know, social media management, you might decide that you're not going to do social media a lot, but it's still going to have to be something you're going to have to do in some sort of way, right? You're going to have to post somewhere unless you're going to spend money to drive traffic, right? So I'm talking about some of these ways that are going to be less money for you to be able to do. So again, I said the three were website management, email marketing, and social media management. Now, again, having emails on your list, that's the holy grail, because once you get them on your list, you got them. And the bigger that list is, the more opportunity you have to potentially sell to people, right? As opposed to always having to go out and bring in traffic to make another dollar. You can sometimes send things to your list, a new offer, a new training, a new whatever it is that you're doing. But if you don't have that list, it's going to be challenging. So the first thing I want to start with is website management. Now, one of the challenges is really updating the content. Well, let me back up before that. One of the biggest things with websites is designing the doggone thing in the first place, right? Like I need a website. And I'm going to tell you, I've said before, one of the mistakes that we make is we think we need this big old long, you know, 5-page website. We've seen websites, and you guys, we are looking at the wrong people. We're looking at people that are there, not where they started. That might bless somebody right there. The start of websites is where we are. And in, I've said it, you can use a very powerful one-page website. There are companies that make millions of dollars that have a simple one-page site because their ask is not a big ask. So they can get away with that. It's like, here's the information. And sometimes people have a long website, right? Long one-page website, a lot of reading. I don't tend to build one with a lot of reading. But oftentimes when people are making a bigger buyer decision, it's more information that is put on the site because it's just a bigger ask. When you're talking, you know, you're getting close to that $1,000 plus range, you're going to have to have more information or more videos or more testimonials. And then like you say, well, how do I have testimonials? I'm just getting started. Exactly. So you have to say that's just not what you have on there, and that's okay. And so updating, getting that website built is paramount to what it is you want to do. Now, I've done a podcast on websites before, so I don't want to spend a lot of time on this today. But remember, just keep this in mind. When you're talking on your, let's say, 1 to 2 page website, no more than 3, it is about writing who you are from the perspective of what your ideal client wants. You have to talk about who you are from, that you've been there, that you've done this, you've struggled with this, because people want to say that's me too, right? And so a lot of times we're doing websites and we're talking about ourselves, but we're missing to talk about ourselves from the perspective of what the client needs. Right? That's what I'm able to help people with and help people to see is you got to write it from the right perspective. And you don't need a lot of information. You got to talk to them. You got to call out their pain points. You have to do that sort of thing. But you're always going to be updating content. As a matter of fact, the time of this recording, I'm going back to update some things on my website. So that's a never ending story, right? And so you are going to be able, you're going to have to do that. Now, if you don't know you can end up spending thousands of dollars on a website that you didn't even need to have at that point, right? You didn't even need that to begin with. There are several platforms that can help you do a simple website, platforms like Wix or Squarespace. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I started out, I think I've used both of them, Wix and Squarespace. I definitely know Wix. I'm not 100% sure about Squarespace, but I think I have, like years and years ago. And here's the thing. As I got better at understanding websites and what I wanted, I ended up on a WordPress site because that's where the freedom is, right? You have plugins, you have different things that you may want to do. You may want to evolve. You may want membership sites and some of these, you know, Wix or Squarespace, as an example, don't always offer all the things that you want. So then you have to evolve with that, right? And so that's okay, but start out on something user-friendly, drag and drop, right? To be able to do what it is you need to do. Some of us want to have monthly memberships and different things like that. You may have to find out an alternative way if the simple drag and drop sites don't support what it is you need. Now, if you're just getting started out and you don't know what you're doing, WordPress is not for the faint of heart, right? And one of the things that I had to learn the hard way is there are plugins, all the plugins that are on WordPress, just because they're there don't mean that they all work together very nicely. If I haven't learned anything about WordPress, I've learned that. And your site can crash. And if you don't know what it is you're doing, let's say you have a membership plugin and you have WooCommerce for your payments. And let's say you have a plugin for affiliates, and then you have a plugin for, doing your Zooms and you keep getting fatal errors or errors on your website. And it's oftentimes because plugins don't work together. Again, just because you can put it on your site doesn't mean that it's going to work with all of the different things that you want. And oftentimes that comes by way of learning that or having someone who is more tech savvy to understand that. So if that's not your thing, and I'm thinking that for most of you, most of us, that's not our thing, go to one that's simple. Now, here's the problem with going to one that's simple. You want more than simple. And listen, here's what I like to say. Your website is, for the most part, not going to by itself make you money or by itself lose you money. What am I saying? That people are oftentimes paying for you. Now, this is different if you have a particular service and you're offering a service and you have to be able to explain that service well on the site. But if you are doing like you're a coach or a consultant, most of the time, all of that extra stuff that you want on your site, it's absolutely not needed. And you can take one of the pre-made templates on a Wix or a Squarespace to get your point across. Maybe you wanted the picture on the left and you can't figure that out, so the picture's on the right. Or maybe you wanted something where it had a drop-down menu and you had to put it in bullets. Do what you have to do to get it to market, because you can always go back to improve that. Once you start making more money, you can always go back and hire someone to be able to do that. Heck, I saw a sister who did a website on Canva, right? Design a website on Canva and then had it uploaded to her site. So there are a lot of things that you can do to be able to get there. And you want to make sure that you are going in there as often as you need to learn some things, because the more you go in, the more you're going to learn it. I'm going to give you one other piece of advice on WordPress. I had to learn this the hard way. I did some research on this before I did this podcast. And one of the things it was saying was update your plugins regularly. The devil is a liar. I had to learn that the hard way. And that's because I have someone that's more tech savvy than I am. She's the goat in what it is that as far as I'm concerned. And she said that oftentimes when you update your plugins, those plugins become incompatible with some of the other plugins that you have. So you gotta have to have someone with you if you're over there. I still love WordPress. I do all of my stuff on WordPress now because I know what I'm doing. But again, getting a platform that is simple to use is going to help you from the start. So that's number one. That was a long number one, but it's number one nevertheless. Email marketing. One of the challenges is setting up and managing the email campaign. Setting it up. And it's like, you know, how do I do a template? How do I build? How do I, you know, tag people? How do I do this? You guys, many of these, if not most of them, that are email marketing platforms that are to help you do campaigns are super simple. They all want your business, all of them. And ones like MailChimp, ConvertKit, AWeber, MailerLite, they all want, you know, Sendinblue, they all want your business. And so they're going to have easy to use templates. And you know what? When they don't have templates, they have videos to show you how to do it. You just have to decide you're going to take the time. And that's not what we do is we don't want to take the time and we don't want to talk to their, you know, their support team, you know, to help us with it. Or we don't want to, you know, do some other research to figure it out. The only way that you're going to get more tech savvy in what it is that you need for your business to run is to get more tech savvy, is to go in there and get some of the basics. Ask some questions. Talk to people who have it. Ask them, how much are you paying for this, right? How much are you paying for that? How much should I charge for this? I remember I was doing a website for a brother who, out of Cali, one of my boys out of Cali. And he was saying, I think I did it for like $650. And he was saying, you know, someone was saying that, you know, for the site type of site he wanted, it was like 10,000. I said, the devil's a liar. First of all, I know you. So but people, like, there are websites that cost 10,000. There's websites that cost 30,000 or more, depending on what you want. But when you're starting out, no. Matter of fact, let me say this on my way to heaven. When you're starting out, for the most part, you can get a website done when you're starting under $1,000. Under $1,000 for sure. And is it going to have all the bells and whistles? Probably not. But can you get a site up and then go back and improve it? Yes, you can. And if you're getting someone to do a site for you, you make sure that they are showing you how to do what it is you need to do. I know I slip back over into websites, but I know we're talking about email marketing, so I digress. But what I'm saying is you can get some help. And even if you're doing email marketing, they have help. They have videos. They have tutorials that you can use. And it's super, super simple to be able to do. Even if you want to do like you want to have a template for your emails, get one of the ready-made templates, change the stuff, change the colors, change the logo, and keep it pushing. We got to stop trying to be on level 10 when we're on a level 2. That might set somebody free right there. My mom said a long, long, long time ago, God rest her soul, she said, you know, I got a champagne taste on a beer with beer money, right? And I think that's many of us. We want the quality, we want the thing that's way out there, but we got to find where we start, and we got to start where we need to start, because then where you start, you can grow from there. So make sure you set up your email properly. You do the things you need to do with that. Social media. Now, listen, first thing, stop trying to be on all these social media platforms. Get good at one platform, one audience, 1 year. That's what I believe. That's what I teach. Can I do two? Yes. Can I do three? No. That's my answer. No, because you're doing too much. You're absolutely doing too much. Now, the challenge is consistently posting and engaging. Now, see, here's the thing. I'm gonna say like my pastor say when he be reading. Now this is in the book. Did you hear what I just said? I said consistently posting and engaging, not just posting. And that's where a lot of us get it wrong, is that, and I have had that wrong, right? Where it's not only that I suggest that you have a posting scheduler, right? Because, like, for example, Facebook, actually you can do a scheduler, unless it's you got to have a business page, or not even a business page, it's just not your personal page. You can do a schedule, like if you have a group or whatever the case may be. In most cases, you know, Facebook changes every 3 minutes, so I digress. Meta, I mean, just to be respectful, they change all the time. But you can do different things where you can get a social media scheduler to be able to help you. There's ones like Buffer, Hootsuite. Those are more expensive. Later.com helps you. And they're getting more expensive by the day, you guys. But do some research on the best social media management tools, right? So with me saying that, one of the things that we forget to do is social media is to Google it. Like, Google is there for a reason, right? Like, I remember I was watching Marie Forleo, and she was about to give this profound answer to a particular question. And her, I mean, it was all dramatic and this, that, and the other. And she said, the answer is Google it. I died, because that's real. Like, we forget to Google. If you find, I don't know how do I, which one is the best, Google it. There are three things that I do all the time. One, I use Google. Google is still the best search engine on the planet, right? Now, so after you Google, leading to number two, generally has, when you're looking for how to or show me how or which one is, they're going to have YouTube videos. We forget. Go to YouTube University and find videos on YouTube and watch one. You're like, well, I don't know which one to watch. Watch them all. Watch them and watch the next one and watch the next one and watch the next one until you start getting an idea of what it is you need to do. And number three, which I don't always do it in this order, is ChatGPT. You guys know I call my chats Shelly and Sheldon, depending on which one I'm using and the purpose, right? I'll ask them questions, right? And the thing is that what you don't know, here is the thing. Somebody is looking for that answer. More than likely, I've done things, having problems with my cell phone. I've had problems with, you know, something medical that I was looking up. I've had problems with something broke or how to remove a dark spot from my face. I'm just throwing things out there. Like, Google it. Because more times than not, someone had that same problem. Their phone stopped and froze the same way yours did. Their social media did the same thing yours did. This is the same thing that happened. And so we're not the first ones, and odds are we're not going to be the last. So make sure you're Googling it. Make sure you're going to YouTube or using ChatGPT, because that's what's going to help you. So in a small recap, you have to make sure that you're choosing from the beginning user-friendly things to do, user-friendly websites, user-friendly email marketing, user-friendly social media platform that you post to and engage with people. Because the "and engage" is why I always say, no, I'm going backwards, but why I always say you don't want to be picking up all these platforms, because it's the "and engage" part. You can get social media platforms. I think one group on later, you can get like four or five different platforms you can post to, but there's the "and engage." That's the part. You got to go back and actually engage with people. And that's going to be a lot more challenging, right? And unless you set aside specific amounts of time each day to go back to engage, right? So if you set up a schedule like that, you can do it. But when you're getting started, this thing can be overwhelming. It can be absolutely overwhelming. And my goal is to help you to turn down that overwhelm as much as possible. So find resources that are easy for you. If you don't know which one, search for it. What's the best email marketing for beginners? That's a good phrase to use, for beginners. How do you do this for beginners? Where do I go for beginners? Because a lot of times there are people who know that beginners are looking for things in particular, and you could end up spending a lot more money in an area that you don't need to, because you got something that was for someone that's in a middle stage or more advanced when you just don't need that. So that's what I have for you guys today. I hope that there was something here that was encouraging for you, to help you to understand that you can do it. You can do it. And make sure, like, I'm looking at my notes here that I forgot to say, make sure you have a call to action on whatever it is that you're doing to lead people back to getting to you. Again, I hope there was something I said that was a blessing to you. I pray that for those of you who are not tech savvy, that you take just the minimal steps forward that you need to start making some money and hand that thing over as quickly as possible. Have somebody else. You can maybe barter with them. You can trade some things off that can help you with that as soon as possible. Be blessed today. Be encouraged, and know that this is just part of what you have to go through to get your business off and running. I will see you in the next episode. Hey, sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.